You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, you can join the official fan club of the Cleveland Browns, the Browns backers. Join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Browns backers watch parties. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. That's fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Zagura, Kiet, Wilhelm.
Yep.
Over-unders, we bring in Jason Gibbs. Gibbs.
Hi, boys.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
There's a little game on Sunday.
Little game.
Just hanging out.
More importantly, it's all about the fun prop bets in Las Vegas. Such as this one, gentlemen.
Gambling.
This is at plus 140 right now. If the answer is yes, will Bill Belichick smile during the game on camera?
No.
No.
Yes, because he will smile if the game is over and like the if they're
during
clock's
the
ticking,
game.
Yeah, but if
during
if,
the
if
game.
They have the game won. As the clock ticks down in the final minute and somebody like comes and tries to throw the bucket on him, he's going to turn around and smile.
No chance.
Fair.
All right.
This is plus.
But they have to win. There's 0% chance if they lose.
Well, correct.
Correct. Imagine you got to
so
be.
So I'm saying they're winning.
If you got to be the guy that has to go interview and that guy after that game if he loses. Not good. Will Al Michaels refer to odds at any point during the telecast? Plus 150 if yes.
Absolutely. Al Michaels is known to mention the lines, and he will definitely get it in there at some point in time.
I'm going to say yes, too, and I think a lot of the reason why is because it's been so close to the vet. It's been, you know, minus one, a pick 'em, plus 2.5. It's been all over the place, but it's never, you know, again, they make reference when it's really close or when it's exceedingly high on one side, like a touchdown plus.
Yeah, right now, what is it? It's a one-point favorite? The Patriots are a one-point favorite?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Yes, that's confirmed.
So, yeah, I think he'll make reference to it being almost a pick'em or just a one-point game. Yes, yes, he will make that.
All right, how about this one? Will Marshawn Lynch grab his crotch after scoring a touchdown?
I don't think he's scoring a touchdown myself.
Is the bet only on if he scores a touchdown?
After scoring a TD, correct.
Then, yes, absolutely he's going to do it. Marshawn Lynch changes for no one. Are you serious? If he scores, do you think he's not going to? If he scores, it's only if he scores.
If
absolutely,
he scores,
he grabs his
crotch. I think he is dumb enough to do it. Yes.
I agree, and the reason why is because I heard it on my way in, and it was on the Really Big Show as I was driving in here to Berea, and they said that his Beast Mode brand has made, prospectively, $2 million this week alone.
Well, what they said was they got $2 million of free publicity. And that's a little bit of a misnomer because they wouldn't pay for that. Just because they're getting the exposure doesn't mean it's worth the $2 million. But they've sold out all their product that's been available. People have been driving in. I read a story about someone drove in to try to buy a Beast Mode hat and was like crying because they couldn't get one.
Not a big Beast Mode fan, are you, kid?
I actually am, but I like anybody that sort of steps out of the box, but I just think it's stupid when you know you're going to get fined for doing something to do it.
That's fair. It's like smoking
kinda
a $5 million.
Yeah, the, like the $5 million wacky.
All right, guys. Will Katy Perry be showing cleavage during the halftime show? Yes.
My
or no?
Gosh, yes. That is a lock.
I hope so.
Happy wife, the kid. Come on. I think yes.
Oh, this is a good one right here. What color will Bill Belichick's hoodie be? Gray, blue, or red?
Gray.
They're going to be wearing white, so I believe he'll be wearing blue.
I'm going to say gray.
Does he always wear gray?
That's what I remember him in.
Nope.
The bigger part two of that, torn or untorn hoodie.
Like the sleeves, you mean?
Any part of the hoodie.
Oh, torn.
Torn.
I go torn.
I say no.
Torn? Absolutely. Aren't they always torn?
That's equally. Gray torn,
right?
Not
necessarily. Yes. You can go gray torn.
I'm going navy torn.
All right.
Gray torn. I'm going with the classic.
Gray untorn.
There we go. What color Gatorade getting dumped on the winning coach? Orange, clear, yellow, red, blue, purple, or green?
Is the original one, whatever the original is. I don't know.
Is that orange?
No, yellow.
It's the yellow, I think.
Lemon lime. I'm going to go with orange.
Orange is the leader in Vegas right now.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go. Well, See, to me, I think it has to do with the team's preference.
It does.
You know, so I think if you know what the team's preference is, you can win this one. Because I was on the sideline for the Browns, obviously, all season. They only had the yellow. There was one game where they had yellow and orange, but
that's
for the
disgusting.
Most part,
I hate yellow,
they
yeah.
only had the lemon lime. Only. Yeah. All season. So, like, if somebody dumped it on Pat, it was going to be
for
yellow.
Me, I would love the blue. When I was a player, I would love
blue.
The blue. So when someone would walk around with the red, I'd like, no, go get me a blue.
The fruit punch tastes disgusting.
That's sort of sacrilegious for you to say.
Why?
Red? You're going to go with blue over
Royal
red?
Blue.
Me
like the glacier
no,
color.
It is a dark
glacier
blue.
Freeze.
I like the freeze. I like the grape.
I like Riptide
I
Rush,
grape.
The purple.
Yeah, purple. Yeah.
The light purple. The Riptide
the
Rush, not the grape.
The G2? Is
yeah.
it Riptide Rush?
Riptide Rush. That's the stuff.
I'm more of a Powerade man myself. I'm going to be honest about it.
You know what I used to be?
The blue Powerade
you
know, is phenomenal.
It was probably the worst for you. I was an All-Sport guy. Remember
what
All-Sport?
What happened to All-Sport? They had like Shaq, right? Like Shaq, like Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
They had like a bunch of big like sponsors.
Yeah.
I like the Propel grape myself.
Propel grape?
That's good too.
Have you gotten from the cafeteria here? They have the Aquafina flavor, grape flavored Aquafina. It's not
I'm
bad.
A fan.
Yeah,
I am
it's
a
not
fan.
Bad.
I haven't tried it yet.
Not
it's
bad.
Good.
Not bad.
All right, guys. How many times will deflated balls be said during the game? The over-under is at 3 right now.
Over.
Over. Isn't that before 7 o'clock it'll be over?
Yeah, I mean, it's so tired at this point. And I did want to mention, we can get into it a little bit later, that looks like the Patriots may be exonerated in that whole thing.
I agree.
And he wants an apology. Kraft demanding an apology from Goodell.
How many times will Giselle be shown during the game? The over-under, 1.5.
Ooh, that's nice.
Ooh. I was going to say over because I immediately said 2 times she'll be showed.
That doesn't...
I was going to set it at 2.5. So.
Yeah, that makes me worried that maybe Vegas thinks Seattle's going to win because that seems low. I'll take over, though.
I'll take the over as well. Gibbs, what are you taking on all these? You haven't given your answers.
No, I know. I'm rooting for Katy Perry's cleavage. I'm rooting for the crotch grab.
You are a rude, crude gentleman. You
yeah,
know that?
You betcha. Oink, oink, baby. I'm a pig. I don't care what Bill Belichick's wearing. I hope he wins because I hate Pete Carroll. Deflated balls, anytime you say it, it's kind of funny. It's like poop, the word poop.
Sound like my 4-year-old daughter.
You bet.
You sound like John Cena.
He said rude, crude, oink, oink.
All right, how about some cross-sport props?
Ooh, okay, good.
Will Dwayne Wade score more points on Sunday? Well, never mind. Dwayne Wade's hurt. I don't know why that's on there. Let's see.
No, he won't.
Heads or tails on the coin toss?
Ooh, I love this one. Tails.
Tails never fails.
It's
interesting that I read somewhere that there's casinos offering better than even money on tails because so much money is on heads. That being said, the casinos never lose. I'm going tails.
I'll tell you what, as well, I read somewhere that there have been, this is Super Bowl 49, and the first 48 have exactly 24 heads and 24 tails.
Wow.
That's big.
So you're essentially telling me that flipping a coin, there's a 50-50 chance?
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, thanks.
But he's saying right now you can get at certain casinos, you could get better odds.
Yes,
on
I mean,
tails.
Why wouldn't you bet the house on tails?
Tails never fails.
Heads depends, tails never fails.
This is interesting now. I'd love to bet on that.
I am considered a degenerate gambler in some circles, and I would never and have never bet on a coin toss.
That's the equivalent of going to Vegas and playing war.
I've done that.
I have, too.
I had a great run at Palazzo.
I have, too. I have. I did it at the Bellagio. The table right as you walk into the casino was always war.
It's awesome.
And I'd always sit there at some point and drop $100.
And that's a game I'll also never play.
See?
Why
my point.
I like to think that I'm smarter than, you know, try to play the right odds, and that game just to me was just not the right odds.
You're a craps man.
I like to roll the dice.
Nothing wrong with that. Clackety clack.
I feel like you should go to Vegas for the Super Bowl 1 year.
Vegas? Super Bowl? I mean, I think 4 out of my 6 years in San Diego, I went to Vegas for the Super Bowl. And it's amazing.
They say it's the biggest It's the biggest weekend in Vegas.
You know what also is great in Vegas as we deviate off the Super Bowl?
March
Halloween
Madness.
In Vegas.
I'm going to pull a Wilhelm here. Mm. If I can get first-class Matt Wilhelm treatment in Vegas in the Super Bowl, give me one of those big Mac Daddy suites, I'll go.
Yes. You know
who are you and who are you?
Well, I'm thinking
who's coming through.
Nothing like watching
you
all you can
to?
Eat movie screen.
I'm appealing to the NFL veteran in our presence who has a couple friends that maybe like to gamble.
I can make a call.
Make that call. Next
make
year.
That call. Yeah, seriously.
Do you prefer an MGM property?
Whatever.
It's preferable in my eyes.
Listen, now that I know what
Caesars.
A prima donna you are, I'm sure.
I know. I'm saying Caesars.
But I've got the hook at any MGM property.
Wherever
what
you
else
got
is
the
MGM?
Hook up.
Aria, Mirage.
Oh, then Aria.
Bellagio.
Aria.
Planet Hollywood. Of course, MGM Grand.
Aria.
Yeah. Aria's kind of
I don't like Aria.
My wife prefers Aria.
I'm not a
I
fan.
I prefer
of
Bellagio.
Aria. Yeah, but if we got Bellagio in there,
yes.
Done. Let's do it.
But Bellagio's like old and stuffy.
Whoa,
let's
whoa,
do it.
Whoa, you can't rip on the Bellagio.
Bellagio's I like the Bellagio, but I think City
Aria's
Center.
Too Aria's big, too gaudy.
Why don't we get them to sponsor the Friday
That'd
for us?
What about the Wynn?
We need
the Wynn. I love Wynn.
We
love
need
the
visit
win.
Las
I like
Vegas
Encore
to
better
fly
than
us
win.
Out there
I
for free. That's what we need.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Who do we need to talk to?
We need to talk to the corporate partnerships people.
Come on.
No pressure, guys. We need a trip for four.
Get it sold.
Yeah. All right. A couple others here. National Anthem. Idina Menzel. Over under on the anthem. 2:01. Always a tough bet.
I'm going to say over because I heard something somewhere that she once sang the national anthem somewhere else, and it took her right around that amount of time, and someone said she's going to want more camera time this time, so she'll go a little slower. So I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under just because I think she's knocked it out of the park with the Frozen Let It Go, right? So I think she's going to go a little bit faster than 2:01. And do her but also too do her own rendition and make it a little bit trendier instead of more traditional.
I think she might throw in at the end. She might throw in a Let It Go, like a little. The cold never bothered me anyway, even though they're in Arizona. So maybe I think it goes under. I think she can really hold a note. Like if you listen to Let It Go, like she can really hold a note. You know.
Yeah.
I gotta share something that we just got across the wires. I've been told that Matt Wilhelm treatment in Vegas is the bomb.
It is.
Make it happen.
Great friend of mine, Pat Coyne, who's obviously listening right now.
Oh, I know Coyne.
Tracy Coyne, his wife, is the biggest KNR fan that's out there. We have been to Vegas together multiple times, and he enjoys the Matt Wilhelm treatment in Vegas.
Coyne, a terrible fantasy football player.
Coyne, why don't you join us in Vegas buddy. Then?
There,
I want the MWT.
Let's go.
In Las Vegas.
It. You know what I've got to enjoy one time with my wife as well? Is the Aaron Rodgers treatment post-Super Bowl Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. The discount double-check treatment?
Yes.
Oh, my Rome.
Yes. The security treatment, the bodyguard treatment, the I get lost in my estate treatment, in my villa, sorry.
So here's an interesting thing from Stephen Dayton. He said, my middle school principal was an NCAA basketball ref. In my sixth grade math class, he taught for a day about percentages. He used the coin flip as an example. He said, on a standard quarter, tails actually has a greater chance of happening due to the coin's design. But I don't think they use a standard quarter. I don't think it's a state. You have like a special Super Bowl coin where they're like, this is heads, this is
correct.
Heads.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine it's weighted differently. But that's an interesting fact to know.
FYI, Gibbs, yep. Nate, Kid, Pat Coyne just texted me he's in.
He's in.
Yes.
He's in.
So, okay.
Good man.
Where did you stay with Rodgers? What suite did he stay in?
We were at the Mirage, and he stayed in one of the villas. One of the villas attached. And the craziest thing is, like, I was standing in the most – like, my wife and I were like – he's like, hey, come to this door, turn right. And you turn down, like, a dead end. And it looks like you're in the back corner of this hotel, and all of a sudden this, like, magical door opens out of nowhere.
It's the Mirage.
Concierge pokes their head out, and they're like, Mr. and Mrs. Wilhelm? We'll take you back to the – and you walk back this back alley, and it's just – it's like every – I don't know. What seemed like – it was probably 50 feet, but it seemed like 50 yards. It was like a door. And I just – like, I know when I stay, like on the high floors or the penthouse, it's like, you know, the further the distance between doors just makes you really know that these are really big rooms.
Yeah.
And these are like 50, 60 feet between doors. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. So we walk in, and it was like – it looked like – again, it looked like Caesar's Palace was his room. It was everything was marble, pillars, palm trees. He had his own jacuzzi. He had his own swimming pool. He had a putting green out back, you know, fully secluded, covered by trees so that nobody could see in. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The best
well,
one
that I
ever –
if he wants to come with us, he's invited too.
Yeah, he is invited. The best place I ever stayed in Vegas was when we went for – I was doing a thing with – called the Super Draft, and we got Ashton to take his league out there, and we stayed at the Palms.
Palms is nice.
In one of those, the suites with the pool that comes out.
Been there with Aaron Rodgers as well.
And that was pretty.
And
yeah,
actually, you know what
ridiculous.
It was? The same weekend we were there post Super Bowl with A-Rod is we got to eat dinner with Paulie D from the
Jersey Shore.
From Jersey Shore. He was DJing at the Palms,
uh-huh.
So he had one of those rooms. They took us and Aaron up to his room, so we pre-partied with him, and then of course got ushered down to go see him play and spin at Moon at the in the Playboy Tower.
Uh huh. Yes, yeah. Indeed. And then I was also there with The Miz and stayed in the Real World suite that
because he was
the Real World guy. Yeah,
yes.
He had been there. Yes, indeed. All right. We got more over-unders, Gibbs. I like over-unders.
Yeah, we can go a few more. And then
More.
We'll come back with the final segment, which will be the Friday forecast.
All right.
Over-under. Total points for the game, 47.5.
I'm going to go under.
I went under.
I'm going under.
24-20. Which means it'll probably go over if we all said under.
Yeah, now I'm putting the house
on. Put the house on over.
How about this? Over under, 44.5 yards for the game's longest field goal. Tough one. It's in a dome.
It's inside.
Over.
It is.
I'll go over.
Over.
Game's longest touchdown, 44.5 yards.
Under.
I'm going over. There's going to be a pick six. Over that
Ooh.
Over that distance.
By Darrell, I hope.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to go under.
Let's see. Will the game be tied again after 0-0?
Yes. 7-7.
3-3.
All right.
What are the odds on that?
What were the odds on that? Sorry, I'm scrolling up and down.
Are you a gambling man, Gibbs?
Yes.
Not a shock. Gibbs, you're really my type of guy.
Is Pat Smith over at KNR a gambling guy?
We're going to get...
No names, please, Matt Wilhelm.
We're going to get
You
Gibbs.
Know the rule.
We're going to get Gibbs on the golf course. Are you a gambler on the golf course, Gibbs?
Yeah, why not? I'll give you my money because I'm, you know...
What's your handicap?
Golf. Golf is my handicap. It's a lot. It's like 15.
How about a drinking contest? You up for that?
By the way, apparently Tiger Woods has the yips. Reports are coming in and shot a 44 on the front nine.
Yeah, he was like a +8 at one point.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Good job.
An interesting fact for the gamblers out there from RJ in Vegas. NFL teams scoring 40 or more points in a playoff game are 4-23 against the spread next in their following game.
There was also a stat that he gave before the AFC Championship why they weren't going to win the AFC Championship. There was a stat the week before why they were going to lose to Baltimore. He's got something up his rear. He doesn't like New England.
Gibbs, you got quoted on Twitter. Quote, I'm rooting for Katy Perry's cleavage. I'm rooting for the crotch grab.
Fantastic.
Oh, so
all
good.
Right, what will Tom Brady do first, touchdown or interception?
Touchdown.
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 Something. What? Are you watching a TV? What's going on with Tiger Woods? Because people are saying Tiger Woods, wow, and he must be missing like...
Oh, they're breaking down Roger Goodell's State of the Union.
Two-inch putts or something. Everybody's saying he's got the yips.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Well, I guess we should probably put it on the Golf Channel, though.
All right.
I think that's... Who will record the first Seahawks reception in the game?
What's that? Luke Wilson? Is that the tight end's name?
Yeah.
That's who I think.
It'll be interesting. I wonder if they're going to put Revis on Baldwin, if they'll put Revis on Curse.
Neither one of those guys is getting open on Revis. Come on.
Well, exactly, but it depends what they want to do. It'll be interesting. I'll go with I'm going to go with Marshawn Crotch Grab Lynch out of the backfield.
I like that.
Dump pass.
I like that too.
Let's see. This is the final one here. How many viewers will the game have? Over under 113 million.
Over.
I'm not a a ratings guy. I have no clue.
What was last year's 111 million? I believe it was.
That's yeah, 111.5.
Oh, this is going over.
You think?
Tommy Terrific is better than Peyton Manning in every which way.
I don't know. Remember you're like, I'm not into the Super Bowl. I feel like the Super Bowl hasn't had all the, I don't know. It doesn't seem as hyped as some other Super Bowl games.
You're right, but I think that the one thing that you know
it's
about
America,
the one thing you know about America though is that they love a good game. You know, this might not have the storylines like you would. I mean, even though there are storylines, you know, ones that catch the common person's eye, is everybody loves a good game or a good competition.
I got one other one for you here, guys.
All right,
which will be higher, amount of minutes in the Silva-Diaz UFC fight the night before or LeGarrette Blount rushing attempts?
Ooh. Amount of minutes? Yeah. I'm not a UFC.
Is it five rounds of 5 minutes? So 25?
Yeah,
or is it three of five?
Actually, I think it's three of five.
So 15.
I'm going LeGarrette Blount.
I'm going LeGarrette Blount. Because I don't think it'll, and also, it might not go the distance.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, absolutely. It could be a first 1 minute knockout. I'm going to go LeGarrette Blount as well.
There you go.
All right, when we come back, Gibbs will stay with us. We're going to wrap this up Friday forecast, and we'll give our Super Bowl predictions. I wonder if we'll be unanimous in this room.
I don't think so.
Well, you know what the kid's taking. We all know where the kid's going.
And that's why I say I don't think so.
So then there it is.
I may go reverse jinx just like the Rock.
And we'll see when we're back right after this.